Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Michael C. Filios, the founder and CEO of the IT Ally Institute, a nonprofit organization providing small and medium-sized businesses access to knowledge, research, and practical tools to improve their tech bottom line. His new book is called Tech Debt 2.0, How to Future-Proof Your Small Business and Improve Your Tech Bottom Line. And Mr. Filios, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So the concept of technical debt has been around for several decades as it relates to managing software defects. How is Tech Debt 2.0 different, and why is it important to expand the definition?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So as you pointed out, the traditional definition of technical debt has been around for about three decades and was a very narrow definition of the term, in that it was limited to focus on code or design defects that were known by software developers. And the trade-off was being able to release that software knowing that it had so-called bugs in it, but to get it to market faster so that they can reap the benefits of it. And at the time, 30 years ago, certainly technology was at a different state. And as we looked at the evolution of technology, certainly with mainframe to client server to internet and now the cloud, we've noticed that tech debt or Tech Debt 2.0 has evolved as well, and it's grown even smarter, stealthier, and more sinister to manage. So we felt it was important to expand that definition and to take a more holistic view beyond just software code and to other areas that could be related to hardware, could be related to process, talent, data, et cetera, and even purchased applications as well.
And certainly a great place to kick things off here today. Now, as we know from financial data, it is not all bad if deliberate, for example, in establishing credit worthiness. In a similar fashion, not all technical debt is bad either. In your book, you define three types of tech debt 2.0. Can you explain them and how they differ from each other?
Sure thing, Eric. So the first type of tech debt we discussed is unplanned. And this is, as it says, it's unplanned and it's incurred due to an unexpected event. An example of this could be a hardware failure, perhaps, or something more intense than that, like a cyber attack. So that's the first type. The second type is what we call creeping tech debt 2.0. And this is something that occurs gradually and goes somewhat unnoticed. And a good example that we see often in this case is an application that's been purchased and highly customized over the course of many years, such that that application no longer looks like it did when you first purchased it. And then the third type is probably something closer to where you think about the financial debt or taking on debt. It's called intentional. And this occurs when management makes a conscious decision to implement something perhaps that they know will be a potential risk, but they're willing to accept that risk. And in this case, especially during these times when companies are trying to minimize their spend and their investments, they may want to take that asset and extend it beyond its useful life, but doing it knowingly. So it's a little bit more conscious decision, and it's certainly one that we recognize it's not necessarily a bad thing if understood.
Thanks for sharing some insight and certainly appreciate your input there as well. Now, many internal users and external customers have experienced the impact of Tech Debt 2.0. However, the underlying symptoms are not always acknowledged. What are the symptoms in your organization that would potentially indicate signs of Tech Debt 2.0? And is there a root cause based on your research?
Sure. So, we're still developing some of the research around the underlying root causes of tech debt, but fundamentally, we characterize them as a poor management system, an IT management system more specifically. And Tech Debt 2.0 can certainly manifest itself in many ways. A couple of examples I can give you here to help drive home that point. One, and this is something that all companies should be concerned about, is if they are losing customers. If they are losing customers, potentially underlying this would be a poor experience that they are delivering to those customers and meeting those expectations or exceeding those expectations. And naturally, in today's tech-driven world, a lot of those experiences are driven with technology interfaces. So certainly that would be one potential indicator. Another indicator would be is are we able to deliver our projects, our IT projects on time and on budget? This is something certainly that we see time and time again in organizations, and perhaps projects that are consistently being delivered late or over budget are a potential sign of underlying issues with the company's technology debt. It can also mean certain things that are related to our ability to balance the appropriate amount of IT investments towards what we call keeping the lights on versus those things that are going to help advance the business. So making sure that we have a portfolio approach on how we invest in technology is very important. Certainly, we need to make sure the lights are on, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're investing in technology to differentiate. So if we have just a one-sided portfolio, certainly that can be another symptom of tech debt inside the business. Now, as you mentioned, in terms of diagnosing this, what we have done, and similar to some of the concepts of looking at an individual credit, where you might have heard the term FICO score, which looks at a individual's credit worthiness, we've developed a Tech Debt 2.0 diagnostic that assigns a similar score of excellent, good, fair, or poor, depending on a set of underlying questions, 54 questions to be precise, to really get at whether or not there is an underlying root cause of tech debt in your organization. And we are in the midst right now of furthering this research and gathering additional data such that we would be in a position to share that information through the IT Ally Institute as well as through other published research.
Certainly a fabulous resource, and really appreciate your joining us here today. Certainly has been insightful today. We're joined by Mr. Michael C. Filios, the founder and CEO of the IT Ally Institute, a nonprofit organization providing small and medium-sized businesses access to knowledge, research, and practical tools to improve their tech bottom line. His new book is called Tech Debt 2.0, How to Future-Proof Your Small Business and Improve Your Tech Bottom Line. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in your book, you introduced the Tech Debt 2.0 diagnostic. What does this tool measure, and how can this information be used to manage Tech Debt 2.0?
Sure. As I was just commenting, there are a number of symptoms that are potential root causes of Tech Debt 2.0. And what we wanted to do was design a diagnostic that allows you to bring some data to help you measure and assess the impact of that in your organization. So this diagnostic is a 54-question diagnostic that looks at 9 different areas of IT management. Once again, as we believe that is the underlying root cause, is the poor IT management system. And as a result of taking this very quick diagnostic, you will be assigned a tech debt score, which will put you into a category of either poor, fair, good, and excellent. On the poor end of that spectrum, as you would imagine, tech debt is being managed very reactively and most likely solely by IT, where on the other side of that spectrum, excellent, which would be in a score between 80 to 100, tech debt is being proactively managed jointly by the business and IT. And there's a real nice balance between focusing IT investments on innovation, customer experience, while maintaining, you know, operational excellence within the organization. So it's a nice way that you can fix a baseline of where you stand as an organization and then measure your progress on whatever time frame is appropriate for you to see how you're doing in terms of addressing this underlying root cause.
Lastly, Mr. Filios, how does the impact of tech debt 2.0 factor in when it comes to buying or selling a business or during the IT due diligence process?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that question, Eric, because it does relate back to the diagnostic. And, you know, we are actively involved with companies that are in the midst of either being bought or being sold. And a typical part of that process is something called the due diligence process. And specifically within the IT area, this is when potential buyers want to understand risks, potential risks as it relates to technology within that company that they are about to acquire. So in fact, we use the Tech Debt 2.0 diagnostic as one of our tools to help create some awareness around potential root causes of tech debt such that it could impact the overall valuation of that company. So for example, if we are doing our due diligence on a potential acquisition and we discover that there is a poor score as it relates to tech debt, we can provide that information in context to risk, which might ultimately suggest that company valuation is overstated, or conversely, that the acquiring company will know that they have to remediate some of those risks upon purchase such that they can have a stronger position to negotiate on the acquisition price of that company. So it's an area certainly that we see evolving and one that is often elusive in terms of companies that in the acquisition mode to really get in and understand the underlying root causes. But this diagnostic certainly becomes a key data set for us and hopefully helps both buyers and sellers understand the underlying risks potentially in their organizations before they make that transaction occur.
Mr. Filios, really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio and sharing all this information. And of course, the resource and your new book called Tech Debt 2.0. Definitely, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on yourself and either or the IT Ally Institute or your book Tech Debt 2.0 and where to best pick up that book.
Of course, they can certainly reach out to us on the itallyinstitute.org website. There you can find information about our latest research and other thought leadership that we promote. You can also find me on LinkedIn as well as on Twitter at MC Filios. And I want to thank you, Eric, for your time as well today.
And Mr. Filios, you're more than welcome anytime. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael C. Filios, the founder and CEO of the IT Ally Institute, a nonprofit organization providing small and medium-sized businesses access to knowledge, research, and practical tools to improve their tech bottom line. His new book is called Tech Debt 2.0, How to Future-Proof Your Small Business and Improve Your Tech Bottom Line. And for further information, visit itallyinstitute.org. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.